Hey there, it's Mike. In this podcast, I'm going to teach you three strategies for getting off your performance plateau. Welcome to the Swim Squad. This is Mike Jotatis. I'm your host, and this is the Swim Squad podcast for distance swimmers, triathletes, and open water swimmers. This podcast is an extension of our location-based swim coaching program in Louisville, Kentucky called Swim Smooth Louisville, where it's our mission to help swimmers of any level become a better swimmer. And now, because of podcasting, we can also reach you wherever you are in the world and help you become a better swimmer. The world needs great swim coaching and stories that inspire action, and that's our mission. To bring great swim coaching and inspirational stories that will ignite your inner athlete. Here's today's episode. Hey there, everybody. Coach Mike here. I just wanted to share with you three ways that you can improve or get off the plateau if you're stuck, if your swimming is stuck on a plateau. Three ways you can improve and get off that plateau. Okay, so here we go. Number one, if you've been swimming for a little while and you've never seen yourself on video, you have to do that. Now, this doesn't have to be very, very technical. It can be as simple as just have a friend, a spouse, a partner, somebody walk alongside the pool deck with their iPhone or smartphone and video record you for a lap or two, okay? You will be surprised how much you can see just by that above water footage. If you want to get even just a little bit fancier, and again, this is not super complicated, and you happen to have an underwater camera like a GoPro doing the same thing above and below the water for about 2 minutes of you swimming back and forth in the pool, can be highly, highly valuable footage, okay? And then second, what you want to be able to do is have somebody, a qualified coach, take a look at that information. Or take a look at that video. You might be able to pinpoint the mechanics in your stroke or lack thereof, the things that are really holding you back that might be preventing you from maximizing on propulsion. So this kind of comes down to the mechanical things about your stroke that you need to identify. And really just find the one or the two big things that you can start to work on, because focusing on your technique and trying to think about too many things all at once can be very, very overwhelming. So the second tip I have for you is get with a coach or compare your video to, say, an elite swimmer. You can go to any YouTube video, pull up the NBC Olympics, and just take a look at some of the underwater footage for any of those elite swimmers and take a look at their stroke, compare it to yours, all right? And that will help you identify where the mechanics might be needing some tweaking. Okay, and then lastly, you need to have a long-term plan. Like my friend down below, if you take a look at the screenshot of a message that my friend Kevin just sent me, he's managed to make a significant 10-second per 100-meter pace improvement in just the last 60 days. And that's part of that is because we came up with a plan. We came up with a 12-week training plan. So inside of a website that we have access to called the Swim Smooth Guru, we were able to take the half iron or 70.3 swim training program that's in there. It's 12 weeks long, and it's comprised of about 3 to 4 swim workouts per week in there. And he was able to take his triathlon training plan, the 3 months plan that he had over here. So his biking and his running training, his workouts on a weekly basis, and just basically integrate those swim workouts into the plan. So that gave him some variety on a week to week basis. So he wasn't just getting into the water and just, you know, if the workout, his old plan may have called for him to just swim 2,500 meters. Well, now each workout actually had a purpose and each week had a specific structure of workout that he would do. So on Tuesdays or on Mondays, for example, he would do a technique session. On Thursdays, he would do a more threshold-based type interval type workout. And then Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, he would have an open water workout or a pool workout that would help him develop his open water skills. Okay, so three things. Video record yourself. Have a look at your stroke mechanics, ideally with a coach or an experienced eye, okay, along beside you. And then three, come up with a long-term plan, building you up towards your goal. If you want any help with this, even just outlining just a general strategy, let's have a chat. Let's book in for a call together. Okay, no strings attached. I just want to be able to help you put together a plan, find the specific resources so we eliminate that sense of overwhelm and just point you in the right direction. And if that leads to us working together here in Louisville, then great. Let me at least, I'd be happy to help you put together a general plan, call it a strategy session. Let's do a 15-minute phone call and I can help you maybe put you on the path to the things that you need to find and help you figure out how to get off that plateau, okay? So if you're watching this down below, just comment with the word freestyle in the comments, wherever you're watching this, or send me an email with the word freestyle in the subject line to mike@swimsmoothlouisville.com. All right, hope that helps. We'll see you again soon. Thanks again for joining me. This is Coach Mike Jatata signing off for now. Just as a reminder, you can find me again inside our Facebook group called The Swim Squad. Just go to facebook.com/groups/The Swim Squad. If you need some help with your swimming, we have a group online coaching program called The Swim Squad Academy. Right now, if you'd like some more information on that and how to work with me personally, send me an email. Just send it to info@theswimsquad.academy. Put the word academy in the subject line and I will respond to you personally, and we'll see if that program's a fit for you. Until next time, cheers.